Happy birthday, America. 4th of July edition of Rosie on the House. Well, we've been getting quite a few emails just since I put this offer up. Let me mention it one more time. The Arizona Federal Credit Union published us in their magazine, Financially Empowered. It's an article about how you can stretch your do-it-yourself improvement budgets in your kitchen, in your bathrooms, and in your backyard, as well as details the mistakes homeowners most often do wrong when they're trying to tackle a do-it-yourself project. If you'd like a copy of this, we're very, very humbled the fact that they featured us that particular month in their magazine, Financially Empowered. If you'd like a copy of it, they were very gracious in delivering several boxes to our office. Email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. Just put in Arizona Federal Credit Union in the topic line. We know you'll want a copy of it. I'll sign a copy and we'll mail it to you and just one more free reference tool resource that you can get from us here at Rosie on the House. Now listen, I want to talk to tradespeople right now. I haven't talked to a single Rosie certified partner in the entire state of Arizona that isn't hiring good, drug-free, background-checked help. They're virtually all hiring right now. If you're a tradesperson and you're listening to this show and you want to join the league of the best contractors in the entire state of Arizona, make a step up in your career, go to rosieonthehouse.com, pick the trade that you're most interested in. You may be a remodeling carpenter in Gilbert. Well, you know what? Our remodeler up in Prescott is dying for good people. Now, wouldn't that be interesting? Relocate from Gilbert to Yavapai County. Settle your roots up in the cool pine country of Yavapai County. Work for a great guy, Tom Riley. But virtually every Lions Roofing, I know, is hiring. They need every able-bodied roofer on the planet right now.
I was talking to Knight again this week.
Knight Air
was asking, have you heard? I'm like, you know what? I haven't. They would love a qualified air conditioning tech because they're talking about, their challenge is keeping qualified. Chuck's been doing air conditioning since it was invented almost. And the expectation the client has is to get a seasoned, experienced person, which they can't find any new up-and-coming seasoned professionals. And just what business is going to look like for that industry. And they would love to find an experienced technician.
And I know Integrity Air is hiring. I know Rias is hiring. Intelligent Design is hiring.
Pro Solutions. Timco.
If you're
intelligent in Tucson.
If you're looking to upgrade your career, look to one of the Rosie on the House partners. Chances are they'll be hiring. If you can pass a background check and you can pass a drug check. Well, folks, I want to take y'all to a place we don't often go here at Rosie on the House. We've been doing the show for 28 years. And, you know, in all of 28 years, I've only cried on air one time. And Bob Kahn, the public information officer for Phoenix Fire Department, saved me. And we were talking in a program.
Do I need to get ready to save you here?
You may.
And you've cried other times. I won't bring him up. But
on air?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's the only one I can
When you're doing Mother's Day and Father's Day tributes.
Oh.
Yeah, you got a little misty.
Well, I got a little tribute here. Those of you in the Phoenix area have probably kept track of the news about what Horizon High School has gone through in the last 2 weeks. Now, my daughter Carol graduated there as a senior just 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago. And Horizon High School has lost three students just in the short time. Now, Maya, just 15 years old, was on a dream trip of her life and lost her life. And Mario Golden, we had the service for him in the auditorium just yesterday. I first saw Mario on the football team as a freshman. This kid ran like he had wings on his feet.
They called him Butter.
They called him Butter because of the way he ran. His first play ever for the Horizon Huskies, freshman team, first game of the season, first play of the game.
First touch of the ball.
First touch of the ball. He runs it the distance, opening kickoff to the house.
That's a hard career to top on your first
day. Yeah, that's it. And you know what? He was beautiful to watch. But you know what? That's not what he was known for. He was known for his kindness, for his honesty, for his laugh.
You're going to make me choke up here. And his name was Mario.
And then our good buddy, Joe Smith. For those of you that have listened, you've heard me talk about Joe. He's my favorite butcher at Hobie Meats. He's also happens to be one of my closest friends of my daughter, Carol Grace. And we lost Joe. And you know what? No one who knew Joe wasn't Joe's best friend. That was just the kind of kid he was. The cream of the crop. Way, way too young. So for what Horizon High School has gone through the past 2 weeks, just know that the Romero's hearts and prayers are out there, that each of you receive extraordinary divine measures of grace and peace.
Happy Independence Day.